Hi, Rose.
Well, you're all dressed up. Where are you going?
The president is in town, so a bunch of us are going to his hotel to see his wife. I just loved her, and Father knows best.
Sophia, you're a little confused, honey. That was Jane Wyatt. The president was married to Jane Wyman.
That old crow from Falcon Crest?
Well, it doesn't matter. They're not married anymore. Now he's married to Nancy Davis.
From All About Eve?
That's Betty Davis.
The one who beat her kids with wire hangers?
No, that was Joan Crawford.
The fat cop from Highway Patrol?
That was Broderick Crawford.
The president was married to Broderick Crawford? And Mondale still lost? What an idiot.
Girls, how's this dress look on me?
What's the difference in half an hour be crumpled on the floor next to an empty bottle of Jack Daniels? Blanche, I want to ask you a question. Who was the president married to?
Nancy Reagan.
Of course, the thin one he helps out of the helicopter. This idiot thinks he's married to Broderick Crawford. Get some help, Rose.
Blanche, that outfit sure is risque. Oh,
thank you. Would you just check my clasp for me? Now, all I need are those earrings you borrowed from me last week.
Blanche, I put those earrings back in your room.
Oh, no, Rose, not again.
Well, I know I didn't lose them,
Blanche. Oh, Rose, you're always losing everything. You lost our tickets to the Julio Iglesias concert. You misplaced two sets of house keys. You even had to have somebody help you find your car at the airport.
I know I didn't lose those earrings. I'll find them for you right now.
You better hurry up. I have to be there by 6 o'clock.
You've still got plenty of time. It's only...
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot all about your tutoring session.
Well, it's okay. We were just finishing.
Hi, Blanche. You look pretty.
You should see me if I had earrings. So what are y'all doing?
Oh, well, we just finished algebra.
Why do I have to learn algebra?
Because I had to learn how to teach it. And now I'm just checking the grammar in Mario's story for his English class. This is really terrific.
It's not terrific. It's just okay.
It is much better than okay. Blanche, I want you to listen.
Don't read it. You're going to embarrass me.
All right, I'll just read it from there to there, okay?
If you only read it from there to there, you'll miss the spirit of the whole piece. Take it from here.
The very first night he was in America, his uncle took him to a movie. He felt more excited than he ever had in his whole life watching that movie because of the feeling he got sitting in that theater with all those other people. Laughing together, getting scared together. He felt like those people were his friends. To him, that feeling was the feeling of living in America. In America, you always felt like you were among friends.
Mario, that's just beautiful.
You should hear it when I read it. Hi, Rose.
Oh, hi, Mario. How about a nice snack?
Sure, I'm starving.
How about a nice herring salad sandwich on raisin bread?
Oh, wow. I'm gonna miss my bus.
That bus doesn't leave till... I'll see you tomorrow.
Bye, Rose. Blanche. Adios, Teach.
Hasta mañana. I wonder if I should submit his story in the district contest.
I think you should. Oh, he's a very special kid, Dorothy.
Oh, he really is. I'm just crazy about him. He wants so much to learn. You know, he gets this look in his eyes when he's listening to me. You don't see that look very often. I think that that look is the whole reason that teachers teach. Of course, there's a similar look that means I'm going to slash your tires. But an experienced teacher can tell the difference.
Dorothy, I'm going to a party tonight. Can I please borrow your silver earrings?
Well, of course, but why not wear the ones you usually wear with that outfit?
Would you like to feel that one, Rose?
Blanche, I have looked all over the house. I cannot find your earrings. But I found the Julio Iglesias tickets. Boy, we had great seats. Blanche, I feel just awful about this.
Oh, just forget about it, Rose. I never intended to keep those earrings my entire life, like my mama did. And my grandmama. And my great-grandmama, who fashioned those earrings herself from the Civil War bullets that killed great-granddaddy.
Blanche, I'm going to make this up to you.
I said just forget it, Rose.
No, I've already decided. For 1 week, I am going to be your personal Wiedenfrügen.
Can one woman do that for another?
Only if they're the same height. What the hell is a Weidenfrugen?
Weidenfrugen. It's a personal servant. It's the only way to make up for something like this. Oh, we've done it in my family for years. Ever since Uncle Ben lost Lars Olsen's artificial leg. It was the day of the big four-county toboggan race. And without his leg, Lars came in dead last. Oh, that was a day to remember.
I think every American remembers where he was the day Lars lost that toboggan race.
Well, Uncle Ben felt just terrible. I mean, he tried to make it up to Lars, and Lars said he forgave him, but you could tell there were still hard feelings. Lars kept trying to run Ben down with his bicycle. But with only one leg, I mean, now how fast could he go? Well, finally, Uncle Ben suggested something to clear the air once and for all. For 1 week, he would be Lars's personal Weidenfrugen and do whatever Lars wanted. And Lars agreed, and it worked. I mean, it always works, so won't you give it a try,
yes,
Blanche,
yes,
please?
Yes. All right, I will, but not right now. I'm late for my date. Dorothy, I'm just going to grab those earrings. I'll see y'all later.
Oh, I better go see if I can help her.
Rose, listen, I'm going to ask a question that I know I'm going to hate myself for asking, but whatever happened to Lars's missing leg?
Oh, they found it at the annual Edelweiss in Jarlsberg Choral Festival. Uncle Bennett used it to beat off the wolves when he was setting up the bleachers.
Just as I suspected.
Now I know why they say lying out in the sun is dangerous.
Oh, Sophia, we've only been out here for a little while. I don't think at your age you need to worry about wrinkles.
Who's talking about wrinkles? I can't get up. My butt is stuck to the chin.
Here, Sophia, I'll help you.
Oh, I'll do that, Rose.
No, that's all right, Rose.
Well, that's what a personal servant is for.
Rose, I'm sorry. I just don't feel comfortable having you work for me.
I do. You want to be my servant, Rose?
Blanche, I'm not talking about big things. I'm talking about little things, like doing your laundry.
My laundry's more fun, Rose.
It's the only way I'll feel better about losing your earrings.
Ever see panties from the 20s, Rose? They got pockets.
Please, Blanche.
Oh, I don't know. I just don't feel right.
You don't feel right about it? Well, what about me? What about the guilt that twists deeper and deeper inside me? What about the tortured days and the sleepless nights I've spent trying to think of some way to make up for this horrible thing I've done? Oh, come on now, Blanche. Don't be so selfish. Let me be your Weidenfrugen.
Blanche, you can be my Weidenfrugen.
Frugen.
Girls, terrific news. Remember that story that Mario wrote that I submitted in the contest? It won first place.
Why, Dorothy, that's wonderful.
Anyway, I was thinking that tomorrow, when he comes over for his usual lesson, that I would give him a little, you know, surprise party to celebrate.
Oh, I think that's a great idea. I just love surprise parties. I remember every year on my birthday, George always would take me to the country club. And every year he'd say we were just going to have a nice, quiet little dinner. Then we'd walk into the dining room, and the lights would go on, and our friends, all from the finest families, would yell, "Surprise!" And every year I'd pretend to be surprised. It always made George so happy.
But good Lord, how could you fake it every year?
Well, Dorothy, when we were first married, I faked it 3 times a week. That always made George happy, too.
I've only been to one surprise party in my life, but I'll never forget it. It was for Grandma Nyland's 100th birthday. She was from a whaling village in the old country, so we kind of made that the theme of the party. We all dressed as Vikings, with helmets and spears. And we all crowded into her little room up over the barn. And she walked in and lit a candle. And we yelled, "Surprise!" And she dropped dead right there. We all thought that was such a nice way to go.
Dorothy, if I'm lucky enough to live to be 100, make me a promise.
Oh, I promise, Ma. No surprise party.
No, promise me we can get our own apartment. These two are making me crazy.
Well, I'd better start planning Mario's party.
Oh, Dorothy, let me plan it for you.
Oh, honey, you don't have to do
that. No, I want to. You have enough to do, and there's nothing I like better than planning a party.
Are you sure?
Yes, there's nothing to it.
Well, fine, thanks.
Rose?
Yes.
Plan a part.
Fast as I could.
I just couldn't believe you forgot the peanut butter vanilla ice cream. That's Mario's favorite.
I was so sure chocolate was his favorite. That's why I bought it this morning.
Oh, my goodness me. I think you're right. Well, whose favorite is the peanut butter vanilla? Oh, it must be mine. Just put that in the freezer for me, would you, Rose? Wiedenfrugans. What a lovely idea. If we'd had them in the old days, we wouldn't have had to fight that disruptive civil war.
Blanche, has anyone seen today's paper?
Oh, I think Sophia left it out on the lanai. Oh, just in time. Rose, would you fetch the paper?
Okie dokie.
Seems like you've gotten more comfortable giving Rose things to do.
Oh, well, deep down it still saddens me, but I think psychologically it's very important to Rose. I'm just careful not to give her anything too demeaning.
Here it is. Should I read it to you and massage your feet like I did this morning?
No, why don't you just be a good little Wiedenfrugan and keep your mouth shut?
Now, I've heard that there's an article in here about Mario's winning the contest.
Oh,
my God. There's a picture and I'm in it.
Well, let's see it.
No, I look terrible.
Oh, Dorothy, come on. You always think you look terrible in pictures. Let's see it.
Now, that's ugly.
I think I hear him in the kitchen.
Next time, my heart's still beating.
Oh, I'm sorry, we thought you were Mario.
You'll have to scream louder than that if you're gonna kill him.
Hi, everybody. What's going on?
Oh, Mario, you spoiled our surprise.
Sorry, I'll come in again. Totally unsuspecting.
Here I come, expecting nothing.
Surprise!
Oh, this is great. What a surprise. But it's not my birthday.
I know, honey. We're celebrating your winning that contest.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
We're so very, very proud of you.
And Dorothy tells us your friend Barbara Thomas was very proud of you, too.
Yes?
Dorothy's Bornack?
Yes.
My name is Bert Nesbitt. I'm looking for Mario Sanchez. The school said he might be here.
Yes, he... Is something wrong?
I'm with the Immigration and Naturalization Service. We have reason to believe that Mario is in this country illegally. Mario, afraid you'll have to come with me.
Oh, I can't sleep. I just keep lying there, thinking about that look on Mario's face when he heard that he might be deported.
Might be, Dorothy, not will be. Now, maybe after the hearing, the judge will let him stay.
But it's all my fault. I probably got him kicked out of the country.
He was here illegally. You can't blame yourself. You just have to have a little trust in the justice system.
Now, that's easy for you to say, Rose. You're not the one who's responsible for what happened to the kid.
Well, I know just how Dorothy feels. Now, when I was a young girl, I witnessed a horse theft on my granddaddy's plantation. Well, I screamed for help. My granddaddy jumped on his stallion and rode that horse thief down. And then to teach me a lesson about the justice system, granddaddy dragged that horse thief into court with me as the star witness. I had to testify in front of a packed courtroom.
You must have been terrified.
Oh, honey, I was. I didn't know what to wear. I only had two dresses with me. One bright one, suitable for weddings or a cotillion, and one darker one, more suitable for funerals or a hanging.
See, my folks were poor. I just had one of those, you know, reversible hanging cotillion dresses.
Well, I picked the bright one. Now, when I took the stand, a hush fell over that courtroom. I told the judge exactly what I'd seen. And after my testimony, that horse thief's fate was sealed. Justice won the day.
Blanche, what the hell does that have to do with what's going on now?
Well, like any good story, mine was deliberately ambiguous, thus affording the listener the opportunity to glean from it whatever he may. Besides, I just hate it when I'm left out of the conversation.
Hello?
Hello? Yes, it is. No, he isn't. What? Oh, my God. Yes, all right.
What is it?
It's Mario's uncle. Mario has run away.
Oh, no. Well, where would he go?
Well, there's only one place I can think of. I'm going to get dressed and go.
Look. Oh, wait a minute. We'll go with you, Dorothy. Yeah.
I can't see a thing.
What kind of a movie is this, Dorothy?
Rip his throat out!
It's a musical, Rose. I think that's Mario sitting way down there in the front. You girls stay here.
Ooh, I just hate violent movies.
Shh. It's like watching an autopsy.
Is this seat taken? Did I miss the part where he rips the guy's throat out? Look, I know you've seen this movie 6 times, so you shouldn't mind answering a few questions. Does this mean you've decided to run away instead of going to see that judge? Well, I can't make you change your mind. I can't even make you put an R in February. But I would like to talk about it.
That judge would only send me back.
He might not. I mean, some people come here and they stay. You're looking at one. Arnold Schwarzenegger. He became an American citizen, started a whole new career, married a Kennedy. Right now, he happens to be tearing off another guy's arm and hitting him with it. But you do see my point.
I don't want to go back, Teach.
I know you don't. And I don't want you to go either. I wish I could say that you won't have to go back, but I can't. The only thing I can promise you, though, is that running away is not the answer. Whoa! Oh, I'm sorry, Mario. I never realized that ripping off a nose would leave that big a hole. Anyway, I read a story once that said that in America, you always feel like you're among friends. What do you think?
That was just a story.
I think it was a true story.
Will you go see that judge with me?
Will you start putting an R in February?
Okay.
Let's go home. Okay, girls, let's go.
Good.
Blanche!
Dorothy, I just can't take my eyes off that man's body. I want to see Moa.
He is covered with oil, wearing a loincloth. How much more can you see?
I don't know, but I'm going to move down front and find out.
Dorothy, what time did Mario say he was coming over?
As soon as he hears from the judge.
Well, why couldn't that judge just make up his mind at the hearing?
I thought he was going to. You know, I spent 20 minutes giving him reasons why Mario should be allowed to stay. He just said thank you and excused us.
Okay, Blanche, I finished making your lunch. It's on the table.
Oh, won't you join me, Doth?
Well, thanks. It might help take my mind off Mario.
Oh, Rose, did you make enough for 3 ovens?
Oh, yes, I did.
Oh, good. Well, I'll save yours for when you finish rotating my tires.
Yes.
Hi. My name is Sam Burns. I'm a friend of Blanche's.
Oh, yeah. Come on in.
No, don't bother. I just wanted to drop something off. I found these between the cushions of my love seat.
Blanche's earrings.
She must have left them there last week. Oh, and she left her watch, too.
Her watch? Well, thank you. I'll see that she gets them. Thank you.
Thank you.
Blanche, could you come out here?
What's wrong, honey?
That was Sam Burns. He found these in his love seat.
My earrings!
Aren't we forgetting something?
What?
An apology?
Oh, honey, you don't have to apologize for sleeping with Sam. Everybody does.
Blanche Devereaux, you sit down and shut up and listen.
I did not sleep with him, and I didn't lose the earrings. You did. Not to mention my watch, which I didn't even know you borrowed.
Oh, I thought I'd mention that.
No, you didn't.
I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry doesn't cut it, Blanche. I've spent all week making your bed, making your breakfast, making your stinking tuna fish sandwiches with the crust cut off, and for what? For nothing. Well, it's all over now. You won't have this Veden Fridden to kick around anymore.
What is all the shouting about?
Oh, I'll explain it all later. Right now, I have to go pour on a little southern charm. And if that doesn't work, I might have to eat a little Yankee Crow.
I don't like the look on your face.
Bad news. They're sending me back.
Oh, Mario, I'm sorry.
It's not your fault.
Oh, it's so unfair. I can't believe it. But listen, this doesn't mean that we're going to have to give up. We're going to fight this. There are legal ways to keep you in this country, and tomorrow morning we're going to find out what they are.
I have to go tomorrow.
Then I'll do it myself, and we'll get you back here, I promise. I'm going to miss you.
I'm going to miss you, too.
Now, listen, I want you to keep up with your homework, and you write to me and tell me how you're doing.
I will. I'll never forget you.
You won't have time to. You'll be back here before you know it. This is your home. This is where you belong. You're what this country is all about.
Say goodbye to Rose and Blanche for me. Okay. Adios, Teach.
Oh, Mario.
So you see, sweetheart, I was really doing it for your own good. Treating you like a dog was really doing you a favor. So what do you say we just forget all about it now, okay?
Mario's gonna have to go home.
Oh, no. Dorothy. Oh.
He asked me to say goodbye.
Oh, honey, I'm so sorry.
Boy, I could sure use a family hug right now.
Oh, darling. Oh, honey. Oh,
Dorothy, you've had a rough day.
I'll tell you what. You go on and get into bed, and I'll bring you a nice cup of hot chocolate.
Oh, you don't have to do that,
Oh,
Rose.
I want to, and I'll bring you some cookies, and I'll move the TV into your
you
room.
You really don't have to bother.
Oh, it's no bother.
Thanks.
You heard her, Blanche. Get crackin'.